This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything just fell into place with Ronnie and me. We completed each other. I knew right away. Took him a little bit longer.
Did you have to work on
it? I had to push him a little bit.
I love that Nancy Reagan did the pushing. Ronnie Reagan became governor of California and then ultimately the president of the United States. Nancy Reagan dead at the age of 94. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So she will be buried next to her husband on the grounds of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. She asked her wishes before she was ill, knowing, you know, as she was getting up there in age, that she didn't want flowers sent. She wanted people to make donations to the Reagan Library. And the Reagans were certainly a picture of a very, very in love couple. That's the one thing that always, for me, stood out, no matter what was going on with the country, what kind of attack he was under or whatever was happening as far as politics were concerned. You could always see they were absolutely together, together, together. I think more than any other presidential couple from the outside, just looking in, that's how everybody felt when they looked at Reagan and his, and his wife. And they got together a long, 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 long time ago when they both were involved in Hollywood. She was Nancy Davis, and it's interesting. They appeared as a couple at a premiere of A Streetcar Named Desire in 1951. Then they married the following year. They were introduced when she was having problems with her name being confused for somebody else who was on the blacklist. And before you know it, that's how they met. So a lot of people from the political world and elsewhere reacting to the former first lady. It's like a passing of a torch, I guess. It's remembering Nancy Reagan. It's like the flame and the flame going out on the second part of that couple. The former First Lady Barbara Bush, whose husband George H.W. Bush succeeded Ronald Reagan as president, said, "Nancy Reagan was totally devoted to President Reagan, and we take comfort that they will be reunited once more. George and I send our prayers and condolences to her family." G.W. Bush and his wife Laura, also moved by Reagan's death. Mrs. Reagan was fiercely loyal to her beloved husband, and that devotion was matched only by her devotion to our country. And it's they had a lasting impact, I think, and influence for a lot of different reasons. Again, politics aside, people could look at the Reagans and tell that they were dependent on each other and each other's love to get through whatever it was they were going to get through. And remember when he was shot, Nancy Reagan was there every day at the hospital until he recovered. So she was always, 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 always in the mix. If you want to throw in your two cents, just an interesting moment about Reagan, you can certainly do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, it's like somebody one time asked me, where do you rank the first ladies? It's like, you know what? That's a tough question. As like the best first ladies of all time, well, I don't know. I didn't know Martha Washington. I can only read what was written in the history books. And I guess all of us are always peering in unless you personally know them somehow. But I think for the Reagans, to me, it means the love that they had in that relationship spilled over and it was contagious. You could see it. And there's no question. There was no love between the Democrats as they went at each other's throats a bit in this Democratic debate. Bernie slamming Hillary on gun control and the economy. Clinton firing back and saying, well, he's just a one-issue candidate. And then there was the whole Wall Street dust-up that came up between the two of them as well. And this was an interesting campaign moment. It was interesting in the fact that Flint, Michigan, that's where they were, Flint, Michigan. So Flint, Michigan is ground zero for the water situation, and there was massive discussion about that at the beginning. So for the people in Flint, Michigan, in a way, it's more exposure to the horrifying atrocity of the lead poisoning and that getting kids and older people and whoever had the misfortune to drink too much of that water. It's a tough thing to reverse and to go through, and several people, more than several people, got slammed by that. Now the discussion is what to do with these old pipes. You know, what to do with these old pipes. And when you are sitting there right now listening to me and thinking, because I know there's some people actually, and we're going to go to the mailbag next, that talk about, when is it going to rain again? And I'll tell you what, we had some tsunamis in Texas that were so dangerous, but they have subsided for now. Rain really slamming the West Coast. I mean, steady, steady rain in Northern California. They say that at the Sierra Nevada, there's beautiful snow blanketing the slopes. So their terrible dry spell ended because they have had such a terrible drought in California. They need precipitation as much as they can possibly get. So you had, because of this rain and the weather scenario, you had dozens of flights coming into San Francisco International that were delayed by more than 2 hours, and dozens more, some of the short flights were canceled too. But they're not, California's not the only state that's having a drought or having crazy weather patterns. Texas is, Oklahoma and Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Bama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, North and South Carolina. In fact, if your state isn't on the list and you're having problems with the drought, call me. Tell me about the drought. Tell me what that was like. I mean, the seas were so, so bad. You know, right there off of the coastline, they say it was nasty. But nasty is what they needed. They needed some precipitation. And that's what helped the Sierra Nevada as well. The snow totals, they say, could range from 2 to 4 feet at elevations above 8,000 feet. So Sierra snow levels will lower to about 4,000 by Sunday. They welcome that. They don't want to have flooding, and they want a lot of horrific problems because of it. But getting that ground soaked, oh, yeah. Absolutely. And they're talking about more rain. That's the same storm system, I'm sure, coming into Texas and Arkansas and Louisiana and other parts of the middle Mississippi River Valley. They say the 5-day rain totals, ready for this, could be 7 to 8 inches. So if you're listening to me in those areas, that means you got to put on your galoshes. Do you have galoshes when you were a kid? That you had these crazy rubbery boots that you had to pull up over your shoes. I could never, ever get that thing off my foot. Oh, I hated putting them over top of my shoes. Now you just get rain boots, easier rain boots that you don't have to have a trouble slipping on and off. That's my fashion statement for this show. Mailbag coming up. You throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. We're going to sail in a couple of different directions. The big story, I'm sure you've heard it, but just in case, if you have not been paying attention or you were off the grid, so to speak, Nancy Reagan dead at the age of 94. When you think of Nancy Reagan, quickly, tell me what's the first thing you think of. Just say no to drugs. And then her great love affair with Ronald Reagan, her husband. I think that's what you think of more than anything. And I look at the Reagans and you think, Trump and Melania, part two of Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, that'd be a whole different White House, wouldn't it? Would he be yelling down the hallway what he wanted? I want peanut butter! And I want jelly with that peanut butter! It would be interesting in my mind to think of them in the White House. And I've already have. Envision it. Is that what you see in a first lady and a dog? Does the first lady matter? In many cases, absolutely. Ronald Reagan chose well. Nancy Reagan had a big impact on Ronald Reagan. Absolutely. And was such a strong force of nature for him. Just a strong force of nature. So in that case, a definite asset, absolutely an asset. On that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Denny. Hi, Kate. Long time no speak. It's probably been about 7 or 8 months. I was away, then I was back. I was away, then I was back. Rest assured, I download the shows at gcnlive.com. Did you see the woman who crashed into the infield at Daytona Speedway? I don't know if you saw that or not. I did see that story, and I don't know, you're not asking me to comment or whatever, but the I saw it late tonight. She was in the infield, apparently, and she crashed through the infield of the Daytona, hit six cars, injured four people. And, of course, what are you thinking when this happens? 43-year-old Abby Kinney failed her sobriety test after the accident early on Saturday. Nine charges she's facing. Oh. Damaging people or property while driving under the influence. Ooh, that is not good at all. Now, that's infield is so popular for people who are camping during the Daytona 500 and other sporting events, usually motorsports, of course, motorsports events that are there. So imagine that you look up doing your peaceful hippie thing, and there she is in your face with a car. Woo, that's bad, bad news. Bad news for her, absolutely. Losing that license, most likely. And these are allegedly now, but if they prove all this, that's bad, 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 all the way around. And how about this story about these two Virginia firemen? You want to get your hackles up. I want you to pay attention to this, and you tell me if this is fair or not. So these are firefighters in the throes of something terrible, volunteers. They get suspended for transporting an 18-month-old girl to the hospital in the fire engine on Saturday. The captain, Captain James Kelly, and Sergeant Virgil Bloom of the Falmouth Volunteer Fire Department in Fredericksburg were the first to respond to a call of a child having a seizure at an undisclosed location. That's what started that whole thing. And they think they were suspended because their engine is licensed as a non-transport unit and doesn't have the restraints and all of that. She needed medical care, and the newest ambulance was about 15 minutes away. The medic's still very far away, too. I'm going to say that they should have done what they did. If you see that somebody is struggling, taking breath, barely alive, are you kidding me? Wait and waste more time for a wagon to come from across town? No. I think they did the right thing. I think it's too bad they were suspended. It was quick thinking. What do they do? Oh, no, just keep the baby here, and we'll wait and see what happens. Hopefully somebody helps us out. So that's how we're going to play this. Oh, no. That's not the way to do that at all. You're certainly not winning friends. What is it, winning friends and influencing people? There's absolutely no way. It feels like the big hustle, and I think that's the problem. It is like the big hustle, but it's what has to go into that. So, you got to give props where props are due. Let's put it that way. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Props. Everybody wants a little prop sometime. Not enough companies realize that, how significant it is, but it's uber significant. Uber, uber, uber. Absolutely. All right, so let's jump back into the mailbag. This one from Jack. Jack says, Kate, finally rain in Southern California. It's like we're dancing in the streets. It is fantastic. Woohoo, good for you. And he's outside of the Los Angeles area, and they were talking about San Francisco. But L.A. was supposed to get some precipitation, too. So all the way around, a very, very good deal. How about this one from Bernie? Hi, Kate. I'm wondering if there's a blind spot in the way of everybody who keeps on supporting Donald Trump. I don't dislike Donald Trump. I just don't think he's a president. Do you think he is presidential? Well, not with the way he talks sometimes. Mitt Romney calls it vulgarity. I won't call it that. I think it's just the way he speaks. Although some people have said away from the politics, he's much, much different. How about this one from Michael? And Michael asks the time-old question. Are we going to have a draft again? Oh, I hope not. And if there is a draft, where are you thinking we're fighting? Maybe you should tell me that first, if I know where that is. Of course, we know we can look at our allies and we can look at our foes, and they definitely do exist. Definitely. Here's one from Mickey. Mickey says, I thought of you today, went out to play golf, slammed a 65. Miracle round, peeps. Usually I shoot in the 90s. Don't even know if I can replicate what happened there. I think it'd be very tough for me to do. What do you think? I love these. What do you think? I think it'd be very tough to reprise the role for what it's worth. I'm just saying. For what it's worth, I think that would be the biggest thing to tackle, most likely. All right, here's one from Dano. Dano listening to us in the great state. Let me get my paper out. In the great state of Illinois, saying, I heard you had somebody on last hour. They were talking about sports, and I think you asked them about the NBA and what kind of rule changes there would be in store for the NBA. Do you think that they'll have a bunch of new rules, or no, they'll let things stay the way they are? I think there's a simple rule of, what's the intention, what's happening there? Very difficult to maintain. And I think of all the referees, the up and down the court, the right angle, how they duck and run for cover so they don't get charged. You got to give those guys a lot of props, I think. Props, literally give them props, but you got to give them a lot of props for what they do. Not easy, especially if there's no reaction. If there's no reaction, you know you're dead in the water. But nobody, that joke was so funny. Why isn't anyone reacting to it? There's a reason why they're not reacting to it. Because it was funny to you and a couple other people, but not to the main audience, which could be made up of anything. Kind of like we're spewing our work and our recess plans out into the ether and having them bounce back to us. So the story of the two Virginia firefighters suspended for actually taking a girl into the hospital in the fire engine, I say shame on them for doing that. The city council getting gunked up again and getting people involved, and they have these expectations that are just not realistic. All right, stay with us. Thank you so much for the mailbag. I know I shot off in a couple of different directions, but still send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. See you in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Determine who knew what when. And yes, people should be fired. How far up it went, I don't know. But as far as it goes, they should be relieved because they failed this city.
All right, so we're talking about Flint, Michigan. The Democrats went toe-to-toe once again, and, of course, being at Flint already was controversial and talking about, you know, shining a light. I think that was a good thing, shining a light on the crisis that they're having in Flint because of the contaminated water, which is just horrific. I say this all the time, but isn't it true, peeps? You know this. We can't help it. It's human nature. We're wrapped up into our own world, our own friends, our own kids, our own families. And, yeah, it's terrible, despicable what's happened in Flint because there were signs that something could have been done and that it wasn't done. So because nothing was fixed, that, to me, that is what's just so bloody atrocious about what we're seeing that's happened there. The fact that that could have been prevented or stopped or taken care of, but it wasn't, and it was like the hot potato that was passed around, or so it seems. And this is why there's calls for the governor of Michigan that he should resign, Rick Snyder, but it's certainly is not looking that way. And of course, both the Democrats call for his resignation, and the debate just pretty much was on par with what we've seen. They went after each other on a few issues, Wall Street and Hillary and the amount you got paid and the speeches and blah, blah, blah. And then on the other side for Bernie Sanders, she said he was a one-issue candidate. One issue, one issue, one issue. The bottom line is it's about grabbing those delegates, like picking strawberries, as many delegates as they can throw into their bag. That's what you're looking for at this point. You're looking for delegates, squeezing every last one you can out of a primary or caucus or whatever it is, wherever you are, because it's the stuff that dreams are made of. If you don't have the delegates, you don't have the numbers, then you don't win the nomination. It could be interesting to see. It will be. I won't say could. It will be interesting, both, I think, for the Democrats and for the Republicans. They have their conventions in July in Cleveland and in Philadelphia. So the Republicans are in Cleveland, and the Democrats are in Philadelphia, I believe, convention-wise, yes. And there we'll, of course, know whether these crazy ideas of a brokered convention will happen or not. But this is the showdown. This is when it counts. It's about those delegates. It's about getting there, having as many as possible, and getting it done, getting the nomination. And for the Democrats, it'll be at the Wells Fargo Center and the Pennsylvania Convention Center the week of July 25th is when they will be, the Democrats will be in Philly deciding all of that. It'd be wild with the people who go and represent, the people who are there, the delegates. It's got to be interesting to see what that's going to be like on the on the floor of the convention. I think it'll be kind of crazy because it may not be quite measured out. And the Bernie fans or delegates, I think, are very rabid. And because they're so rabid, that makes it, to me, it makes it that much more interesting. And also with the Clinton email scandal still kind of hanging out there, what's going to happen, immunity to one of her staffers, so you're wondering what they're going to say and whether that's going to just completely take her out, which just still seems so unlikely, but not impossible. I mean, who among us is above the law? And if you are, how long do you get away with that? The answer is you don't get away with that very long. Usually something trips you up. Something, somehow, some way, you get tripped up. Definitely. So allies, people who are there and then they're not there, swaying votes, all of this. It's like I'm watching House of Cards. I don't watch a lot of TV, but House of Cards is about all that political intrigue and heavy theater, and Kevin Spacey is the president and his wife is the first lady, and watching the maneuver you think, well, this is exactly what we see in D.C. Absolutely. It's exactly what we see. You hear these stories. I'm going to go in a different direction for a second because every once in a while we like to bounce, and bouncing means fill you in on things that happen that you might not necessarily have seen. And I think that this, while the Sanders-Clinton debate was going on, it got pretty feisty of all the debates probably they've had. The Republicans are gearing up for this week and getting the delegates, as many delegates as they can. Donald Trump is in the lead. Ted Cruz would be second. You hear these stories about ships and things happening aboard ships, and yet another passenger fell overboard. So the Coast Guard was called in, and they searched all over the place, around the boat, in the waters around the boat. But, you know, somebody could get dumped off, fall off, whatever, and if nobody knows, how are they going to find him? So the Coast Guard said that they suspended it because there was a Texas guy who fell from the cruise ship off the Florida Keys late on Friday. David Mossman, 46 years old, fell from the 10th deck of the Royal Caribbean Navigator of the Seas. That's about 100 feet. At the time that he was pronounced disappeared, he's disappeared, the ship was about 36 nautical miles southeast of Key Largo. And what do they say? They just want to say, can you imagine being the Coast Guard that has to say this? But they just say, hey, we extend our condolences to family and friends. It's never an easy one, the Coast Guard says, to make a decision to cut off a search. But despite all their efforts, if they can't locate the person, they can't locate them. I mean, when they covered all those miles and they brought out the helicopter and the airplane. They used them in the search too. You just can't do much more than that. Can you imagine falling over 100 feet? Wow. And then there's this crazy, crazy, crazy story. And I got some emails on this. I didn't do it during the email segment. But there is the O.J. Simpson, the People versus O.J. Simpson television drama that's going on right now. And apparently what happened that is just stranger than anything you can imagine, stranger than fiction. A lawyer for a retired L.A. police officer who was given a knife found out at O.J. Simpson's former estate, said he tried to turn it into the L.A. police department, but they had no interest. The L.A. police department is saying, oh, no, that investigation is still open. But this George Maycott retired from the LAPD in 1998 and thought to submit the knife that they had to the department, to the police department, immediately in 2003 when it was given to him. But the LA police department saying this much nonsense. He did no such thing. He was a security guard on a film set when a construction worker handed him that knife that said, by the way, that it was found on that property. And they said, you know, they're not so sure. It's dirty, muddy, and rusted out, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine? I mean, there's double jeopardy. They can't try him again. He was acquitted. There's nothing they can do. It's a double jeopardy situation. But if they were to find out, prove that it was the knife and the knife that killed them, that would be shocking. And especially it would be shocking that they had the blade, by the way, weeks earlier, and they didn't do anything. Well, the off-duty cop to the LAPD. And it could just be made-up nonsense because everybody's following this drama, this mini-series thing. And so it could be just made-up, crazy, cockamamie, fairy dust that's being thrown out there that someone decides, oh, no, I'm just going to say that this knife was found. Now, the owner of the company that raised the Brentwood estate told the LA Times heading into the weekend that no one on the crew found anything. They think it's a joke, it's just filler, and that could be. Because they would know, they would have questioned them about it. They just spent 6 weeks tearing down the house where Simpson lived at the time of the murders. And jobs were being done at that property for at least 2 years. A new home was being built. So new crazy twist, but a twist I think that they can't prove. I just don't, how can they prove it? I certainly could test it, but doesn't it seem like a bizarre coincidence? I mean, this show comes out and then they suddenly find this knife that they hadn't found after all these years, and now they find it. We found the knife. What do we get? We found the knife. So creepy to think about it. And then it's, do you believe them or not? And that's, I mean, that's a coin toss. Who knows? Believable or not. If you did really prove and find the knife, boy, that would be just eerie. Especially with people tuned into The People versus O.J. Simpson. All right, we're coming around that final couple of turns. On the flip side, you know what we're going to do? We can count. Hang with us.
Hi, And my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. And yes, we can. There are a lot of numbers we can count. How about this? Gabby Douglas, you remember the name? Olympics, think incredible performance. Well, guess what? She's back again. She's pushing for the Olympics. The world champion silver medal should have been enough to erase the doubt, they say. The reigning Olympic all-around gold medalist is trying to do what sometimes is insurmountable by some very talented gymnasts, come back to a second Olympics the way things work. Douglas is 20. She wants to achieve more in the Olympics. She says she certainly set herself on that path by winning the America Cup at the Prudential Center, earning her first trip to the top of the podium since winning the Olympic all-around in London in 2012. She said, "From the bottom of my heart, I really believe I can achieve more. And it's not just for the wrong intentions." She said, "I'm back. I'm serious." Good for her. So hard what they do to gymnasts. It's so hard to be able to keep up with that. You have to be physically strong, but mentally strong as well. And for her coming back in and to come in as a 20-year-old, boy, that's a bit different than the first time around for her. I happened to see this. Somebody texted me a picture of it. this anti-drone device that looks straight out of one of our video games. It's a kind of a bazooka thing, and it fires nets at drones to pull them out of the sky. Can you imagine? We don't like that drone. We're pulling it out of the sky. That would be one way to tackle the problem, wouldn't it? We're tackling the drone problem. We're like dog catchers. We're just catching them in the net. I think it's fascinating stuff, but I don't know how long that's going to last. It seems unlikely, let's put it that way. Nancy Reagan, dead at the age of 94, is big news because she was the other half of that Reagan couple. Reagan died in 2004, the president, and now she joins him. But boy, what an age. 94 years old, that is a life well lived, my friends, because she was in relatively good shape until the very end. So I would say kudos. How's that, for lack of a better term to come up with off the top of my head? Peyton Manning surprised a few people after playing for 18 years, winning two Super Bowls, one with the Colts, one with the Denver Broncos, decided officially to say, I'm done. He texted his teammates, and that became public knowledge. They're going to have a press conference for him at 1 o'clock Eastern on Monday. I'm sure he'll talk in more details about his career and how fortunate he is and the things that you would say. But he retires a Bronco, I guess, and a Colt. His time was so much shorter with the Broncos, but so significant. They got to two Super Bowls. One they were blown out by Seattle, but the other one they were quite competitive and won. So he can check that off his list. And he's got young twins, now retiring. Such a smart thing to do. Instead of turning 40, limping into the lineup, having to deal with injuries, arm strength's down, slew of good reasons not to do it, and plus what he could possibly injure himself again. He doesn't have anything to prove. He really already absolutely proved it 100 times over. Here's another numbers one for you. Raymond Tomlinson, do you know that name? Raytheon employed him. He was the one who came up with the email, the modern email. Yep, it's 1971. They were trying to figure all this out. I mean, it's so easy with email now, even on your phone, to just shoot somebody a quick email. You're waiting for them, or you have an idea, or whatever the circumstance might be. So he came up with it and then had to come up with a symbol, and his symbol was the at symbol, and that's how we got the at symbol. I mean, to me, it doesn't get any better than that, right? I created the email that you're using right now, or some form of it, and by the way, I came up with the at so-and-so at blah, blah, blah. It's a brilliant way to find people to filter through your box, the whole thing. So thumbs up on that. Moving to a couple more that we can squeeze in before we crash at the top of this hour. I mentioned the debate, the Sanders-Clinton debate, and it just gets wilder, I think, for these candidates. That I don't know how much is a lot of sleep for them, but I can't imagine they get mega sleep because they're always preparing for whatever's next. I know I heard Hillary Clinton say once she got 4 hours sleep. Wow, that explains a lot. 4 hours sleep. I just don't see how people are at their best. Sometimes we've all had to do that where we've had something that was due or we had to pick someone up or for whatever reason. But in the long run, not good to do too often. Not good to do that. And then you don't want to be the boy who cried wolf. So you have to be even more careful. Because that's what happens. Adam Scott did it again. Adam Scott rallied at the Cadillac for the second straight win. He's not thinking about anything but his golf, apparently, and it's paying off in spades. That's crazy. Back-to-back tournaments. So hard to win one, let alone back-to-back tourneys. To be able to do that, that's a flash of brilliance. And he may have that, what I call that rare technique that you see some of the younger players trying. And hopefully they don't drown the creativity right out of his soul, crush him. Hopefully not. Doesn't seem like it. Seemed really nice. Came to the door with one dog and plenty of other stuff to put into the house. Oh, and we veer and veer and veer. All right, so we don't want to veer in that direction. Let's veer in a different direction. Let's veer in the direction of purely numbers. And in the purely numbers, from the numbers point of view, I think one of the things that is worth noting is that this Bergdahl defense team wants to meet with Trump over these statements. So you're like, what are we going back and dredging up again? Bo Bergdahl? Ooh, there was serious egg on the faces of the Obamas. They almost had the big shindig, big announcement. Oh, he's back, and isn't he just terrific? And slowly taking pieces in the wrong direction. So anyway, Bergdahl's defense team, they want to meet Trump for a very specific, she said, reason. They wanted maybe a deposition from Trump or call him as a witness at the legal proceedings. Bergdahl's attorney asked Trump in a letter for an interview to discuss his comments about Bergdahl, who faces military charges after walking off a post in Afghanistan in 2009, putting all those people in harm's way because he did that. And then when he comes back, he collects everybody. But the defense attorney said Trump's statements could affect Bergdahl's right to a fair trial. So now he's interjecting himself. Trump is too much, it seems, and there's problems there. But boy, oh boy, I keep hearkening back to, but if Melania is in the White House, you would think that would play right into their hands, right? In the meantime, like I said, the big story, Bergdahl's defense team wanting to meet with Trump over his statements. You can always send us your version of We Can Count. You got a good story? Think it should be mentioned? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.